From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The 2021 Alabama legislative session starts tomorrow, and it will be one unlike any other. Because of the pandemic, lawmakers will have to figure out how to conduct business while being socially distant. They're also limiting the number of observers in the building. Here to help us look ahead at what to expect this session is Don Daly. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Don, good to have you back with us this year.
Hello, Andrew. It's nice to be back with you again this year. Thanks.
I just want to start with logistics. What accommodations will there be to keep lawmakers and others safe given the pandemic?
Well, we'll start with the House. It being the larger body, it presents the most challenges. With 105 members, it's just not possible to safely social distance in the House chamber. What they did last year was start putting some members in the gallery. That will be utilized again this year, as will an overflow room outside of the gallery. And they will also be voting a little differently this year in the House. They'll be using electronic tablets to vote instead of doing voice votes like they did last year, where even those who were in the gallery at the House chamber had to step up to a microphone and do their voice votes. Now they can vote from wherever they are, whether it be on the House floor, in the gallery, or in the overflow room via these electronic tablets. The Senate, of course, being the smaller body, was able to more easily adapt to the challenges presented by the pandemic last year, and we'll be following a lot of the same protocols. Of course, there are 35 Senate members. They are able to safely social distance on the floor of the Senate chamber, but all of the health and sanitation and masking and social distancing requirements will remain the same.
Well, we'll get to some of the perennial issues in a moment, but I wonder what bills or issues are expected related to the pandemic.
One is this bill that we've heard so much about, which would deal with legal liability for businesses in the pandemic. That will be among the first bills that we're told will be considered. There's also a bill we've heard a lot about dealing with businesses and individuals who received funding from the Federal CARES Act and keeping it from being subject to the state income tax. And then there are these bills that would extend certain economic incentives that are seen as vital. Those are considered the top ones, and there are lots more to come.
Alabama has fared relatively well financially so far during the pandemic, thanks to some savings and tax collections not being as bad as feared. What's the outlook for Alabama's two budgets this year?
Both seem very healthy and in good shape, despite all of the challenges that the pandemic imposed on our economy. We held budget hearings here at the State House last week, and lawmakers seemed generally encouraged by the numbers they heard from both the education and general fund budgets moving forward.
Governor Kay Ivey set up a task force to look at gambling, and it issued its study toward the end of last year. Lawmakers are expected to debate the issue, as they have for many sessions now. What might a gambling proposal look like this year?
I recently spoke with Senator Del Marsh of Anniston, who has previously sponsored a couple of iterations of a lottery bill. He wants it to be comprehensive, and he's promising that a bill that he will be bringing will be. When we talk about comprehensive, we're not talking just about a lottery, a paper ticket, so to speak, lottery, but other ancillary things that may come in. The porch band of Creek Indians, for say, and gaming issues. And there's also a separate bill this year dealing with sports betting that we'll be paying particularly close attention to. But given now all of the information that lawmakers are armed with, thanks to that task force that Governor Ivey put together last year and the report they made, they'll have a lot more information, very specific information to deal with in their deliberations over this issue.
Alabama's prisons have been in crisis for years, but the pressure is on now since the Justice Department has sued the state, alleging conditions are unconstitutional. Now, Governor Ivey has her plan. It's to lease three new men's mega prisons. But is anything expected this year from the legislature in terms of prisons?
Yes, on several fronts. As you mentioned, Governor Ivey's private lease prison construction plan, and that there are also a number of reform measures dealing with sentencing and helping inmates be more productive citizens once they are released from prison. During the budget hearings last week, a recurring theme, though, we heard from lawmakers was they want more information on these proposed private lease new prisons that Governor Ivey is proposing that we build here. Department of Corrections has said that that information will be forthcoming. This is an ongoing process. Negotiations over the building of these prisons continue, but lawmakers said they need a lot more information before they feel comfortable supporting the governor's plans.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Don, Thanks for talking with us.
Andrew, it's always a pleasure.